Verse 3, for thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. Now, since God received nothing from those who took his holy city captive, he's going to give them nothing in return. He's just going to take it from them and restore it again. What a picture you have here. And then he speaks of the fact in verse 4, for thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, Jacob went down to Egypt by invitation, but his children were made slaves, and the Assyrians and others likewise have oppressed them. That's ended when the millennium begins. What a picture you have here. Verse 5, now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Now God received no gain from the years of his people's rejection. Therefore, he says, my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. This, by the way, is such a lovely thought. When he was here 1900 years ago, they did not know him. If they had only known the day of his visitation, well, they will know him when he comes again, and he'll say, behold, it's I. And this has been rendered in a very free way by one commentator. He'll say, here I am. Isn't that lovely? When he comes, Christ's rejecting world doesn't know him. And he'll say to that Christ rejecting world, here I am. Here I am. Don't be too late then for multitudes to turn to him that have rejected him. Now, we come in verse 9 to this second division. We have the institution of the kingdom here to Israel. Well, you notice here, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. One of the things you will note about present-day Jerusalem, you do not find a joyful song anywhere. And that's true of the churches that are there. I listened. I never heard a joyful song. Around the Mosque of Omar, no. It's all a very, everything's in a minor key. And you go down to the Wailing Wall. Well, that's what it is. It's a wailing wall, and Israel is butting their heads against it today. But the way you're going to know when we get to the millennium is everybody's going to have fun. Break forth into joy. There's going to be joy. God doesn't care today, I think, for all of us saints walking around with long faces, complaining and criticizing. He wants us to have joy. That's his purpose. He said, that's one of the reasons. John says, I'm writing these things to you that your joy might be full. Not just have a little fun, but have fun all the time. How wonderful it is. This is the time when the answer to the prayer, thy kingdom come, is fulfilled. And you'll know it because there's going to be joy in this earth. And the teardrop is gone and sorrow is gone. And no longer will there be weeping on the earth, but it'll be a time of rejoicing. That's the kingdom. That's the institution of it. Now in verses 13 and 15, we have the introduction of the suffering servant. My friend, somebody has to travail if you're going to be able to rejoice at a birth, a new birth, and a new world. Therefore, we have here the suffering of the servant. Verse 13, behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Several of the administrations that have been in Washington over the past few years, if you will recall, have used this word prudent a great deal. They speak of being prudent in their conduct. Well, the very interesting thing is there's some question about whether they've been prudent or not. If you think the Democrats have been prudent, ask the Republicans. If you think the Republicans have been prudent, Ask the Democrats. You find out nobody's been prudent. And all you got to do is ask some others, and they'll say nobody's been prudent. Well, I'd be very frank and say myself that man today does not deal prudently. When the Lord Jesus comes, he'll deal prudently. That's the picture that we have here. And he's the one that God hath highly exalted and given him a name above every name.